Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may press star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vinayasha Zaveri, full-time director of the Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, esteemed guests and shareholders. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the earnings call of Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited for the second quarter and the first half of the fiscal year 2023-24. In the Indian jewelry market, a landscape both dynamic and challenging, our legacy of over 159 years stands as a guiding beacon. At TBZ, we're not merely a brand but a legacy, seamlessly integrating our rich culture and heritage with evolving aspirations of our patrons. Despite facing market challenges in Q2 FY24 and first half FY24, TBZ has charted a resilient growth path, a clear reflection of our unwavering commitment to quality, robust margin protection, and a deep resonance with our customers' desires. Our recent collections are a testament to this approach, blending our historical legacy with contemporary designs and captivating our clientele. With the upcoming inauguration of our new store in Vapi, Gujarat, we are poised to bring our timeless elegance and unparalleled craftsmanship to our new markets and generations. In a world marked by geopolitical uncertainties and economic shifts, our steadfast strategy focuses on elevating our brand's desirability in the vibrant Indian market. This will be realized through our relentless commitment to product excellence and superior distribution. Our team's dynamic energy and unmatched creativity are pivotal in this journey, setting us on a path to meet market expectations and fortifying our position in this sector. As we forge ahead, our resilience rooted in strategic acumen and team dedication will be key to delivering steady growth and success. I extend my gratitude to your continued trust in us. I now invite our CFO, Mr. Mukesh Sharma, to provide further insights into our financial performance.
Thank you, Ms. Vinayasha. Good afternoon to everyone present here today. In the dynamic realm of India's jewelry market, the narrative of TBZ Limited in the first half of FY24 is a compelling story of resilience and strategic innovation. We faced challenges head-on, from intense market competition to pressure for discounts. Our response has been marked by a blend of creative design and uncompromising quality, enabling us to maintain strong margins and counter discount pressure effectively. Our financial journey, though challenged by a 5.9% decrease in total operating income to rupees 1,116.7 crore, is one of triumph. We achieved a substantial 49.4% growth in EBITDA during H1 FY24 and an impressive 137% increase in profit before tax. These figures symbolize more than just financial success. They represent our commitment to excellence in both operation and design. In quarter two FY24, despite a decrease in operating income to rupees 480.6 crore, we saw our strategy bear fruit with a 30.4% increase in EBITDA and significant rise in PBT and PAT of 60.6% and 63.6% respectively. This performance is a testament to our ability to stick to the game plan even in the challenging times. Looking ahead, we are excited about our upcoming store opening in Vapi, Gujarat by quarter 3 FY24. This new venture is not just an expansion, it's a step forward in our continuous journey of growth and excellence. It represents our unwavering commitment to bringing the finest jewelry rooted in TBZ's rich heritage to a wider audience. Allow me to share a quick story that encapsulates our ethos. Recently, our team crafted a bespoke piece inspired by traditional Indian motifs but with a contemporary twist for a client. The overwhelming appreciation from the client was not just for the jewelry but for keeping the essence of our rich culture alive in our creation. This is what drives us, the passion of creating exceptional jewelry that resonates with our customers' hearts and heritage. As we move forward, our focus remains on sustaining growth through operational efficiency and our passion for creating exceptional jewelry. Your support and trust inspires us to reach new heights. Thank you once again for joining us today. I am now ready to take your questions and engage in further discussions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, please press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Ms. Sonal Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I have two sets of questions. The first one is that you mentioned about the new store in Vapi and plans for the wedding season on the medium-term growth. Can you please provide me more information on the company's growth strategy and expansion plans for the near future?
Yeah, so we have opened a new store at the first week of November in Vapi. There is quite a good demand we observed there, and therefore we opened our second store. We do have a plan, as I have been always sharing with you all, that we do have a plan to expand both through company's owned store as well as the franchisee network. You will very soon see some new stores coming up in different geographies as well. We have a range of wedding collection. Now the weddings are lined up, as everyone knows. The entire wedding season we are filled with stocks and lots of new design. We have added into our inventory, and we are hopeful for a good wedding season in quarter three.
Sure. My second question is somewhere there. Could you please also provide me details on the growth and strategy related to the diamond segment and how it is compared to the gold segment in terms of margin ratios?
Yeah, so the margin between the gold and diamond is quite a big amount of gap. We have been seeing there is quite a good amount of growth in our diamond jewelry segment, and our diamond ratio to the gold sales ratio has increased by 5 to 6%. So we have almost touched 70-30 gold and diamond ratio in our sales, which is reflecting into our margin as well.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Utsav, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, I can
hear you. Yeah, I just wanted to understand, like, how many stores are we planning to open up within the next half year?
In the first half, we have opened one store.
In the next, the coming half, how many stores are like in the pipeline that we can take?
I can't reveal the exact number, but I can say a broad range of numbers that we are seeing anywhere between 3 to 5 stores we are going to open in the H1 second half of this year.
Second half, okay. And I just want to give an idea, as like the wedding season has come and even the festive season has crossed, like the Navratri and Diwali is coming up. So what kind of sales growth we can see this quarter or the next half year?
So, see, because of the very high prices of the gold, the demand was sluggish at the beginning of the season, but now this is now picking up. It's difficult to outline a particular specific number in terms of the growth, but we are seeing at least flattish sale or little bit growth over the last year.
Okay, and the margins will be sustainable, right?
Margin will be sustainable, yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this time, if you would like to ask a question and to join the question queue, I request you to please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Gentle reminder to all the participants to join the question queue, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you explain us the store economics, when it comes to how much it costs you to set up the stores and what is usually your average size of the store, et cetera?
So, the size of a store is between 2,000-2,500 sq ft, and CapEx cost, which is get invested in a particular store, is somewhere between approximately 10,000 rupees per sq ft is the investment goes into a store. So somewhere between 2-2.5 crore goes into the CapEx. Now, depends on the location, the inventory also being kept as  50-60 kg, and similarly, we keep diamond also around 2,000 carats worth.
Sorry, I couldn't get the last part. Diamond also?
So diamond is approximately 2,000 carats or 3,000 carats rupees.
Okay. And what is the payback period usually for the stores?
So payback period in what sense? In CapEx you are talking or-
Yeah, in CapEx.
We see-
If you could give both CapEx and CapEx per inventory.
So from a store perspective, we see an inventory turn, which is gold is around 2-2.5% somewhere, and diamond is around  1.5%. That's inventory turn. And from a CapEx payback period, we can keep around 2 years-3 years.
Okay. Right. Also, I mean, what, let's say a normal year, I mean, this year we have seen this, you know, festive season push to Q3. I mean, if I say, take a normal year, how, what would be the proportion of the revenue that you would see in H1 compared to H2? I mean, if you could just give a rough estimate of it.
See, it will be, I can say 60 or 40-60, H1 to H2. Normally, in our diamond jewelry, jewelry retail, Akshaya Tritiya falls into the first half, whereas Diwali, Dhanteras falls into the second half. Of course, there is a wedding, there are other occasions. These are the two major occasion, but there's a Diwali, there's a festive season, then there are other function like Ganesh Chaturthi in Mumbai is celebrated at a large, large scale. Raksha Bandhan is there. There are different occasions, festive in India. You know, India is filled with festives.
So-
Also the-
Sorry, please continue.
Also the festive sometimes falls into half part of festive falls into the quarter two also sometime. Like last year, some portion of the festive had was fallen in quarter two. So like Navratri had started right from 24th of September, whereas this year it got shifted into quarter three. So from a calendar quarter perspective, when we see the numbers, these numbers a little bit sees from a growth perspective, sees a little haywire. But from a festive to festive, we normally, for the business planning perspective, it is always calculated on festive to festive.
Understood. So if I have to take a financial year in perspective, if I heard it right, in a normalized year, you will have around 55%, 60% in Q2 and 40%-45% in Q1, right?
No,
in the financial year?
H1 to H2. So your question was for the first half to second half.
Right.
Normally, second half is little bit more than the first half, because second half also will have, apart from the festive wedding and all those things also there. But not much gap. Maybe we can say 60-40-60, H1 to H2, or maybe 45-55, something like that.
Right. So but this year around, we have seen the festivals pushed to Q2, so it could be but the ratio would be more skewed towards Q2, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's all wonderful. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So wanted to know about your franchise store growth. So are you targeting anything in the next?
Sorry to interrupt, Narendra. If you are using a speaker mode, can I request you to use handset, please?
Yes, yes. Am I audible now?
No, you are not clearly audible.
Yes, yes. Clear now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, yeah. So I was asking you about your franchise store growth. So, are you planning anything, say, in the half or the next year?
Yes, yes. We do have plan to open a couple of stores through the franchise route. We already have three franchise working with us for quite some time. We do have a plan to open a couple of stores through franchise route.
Because if I'm not wrong, in the last call you had said that post-Diwali you will be looking at something. So,
Yes.
Do we have something?
Yeah.
So two stores you are saying, right?
So yeah, we are trying to open a little more, but two to three will definitely open.
Okay, okay. So this year or the next year?
This year, second half.
Okay, okay. Perfect. And your own stores, how many?
We have already opened one store, our own store in Vapi, on second of November. We are planning one more store, but it's not yet concrete.
Okay, okay. Got it. And sorry, I missed your revenue and margin guidance. Could you repeat that?
So, see, revenue is not exactly comparable on quarter two to quarter two, last year to this year. But yeah, from a exact hardcore number, we had a revenue of 480.6 crore in quarter two FY 2024, as compared to last year, 536 crore. On half year number, we have a revenue of 1,051 crore in H1 FY 2024, as compared to 1,116 crore H1 FY 2023.
No, I was asking about your future guidance on revenue and margin plan.
So that is something up to the market. I can't reveal that. I mean, it's only be a guessing work. We would be definitely trying to surpass the number what we have already achieved.
Okay. And regarding margins, do we see any further expansion in the margins?
Margin, what you are seeing is already has increased quite a lot. If you've gone through the investor presentation, the margin has increased quite a lot. It is almost increased by 235 basis points in quarter two FY 2024 compared to same period last year, and it has increased 292 basis points in H1 FY 2024 compared to same period last year. In terms of the percentage, our gross margin stands at 13.3% in quarter two FY 2024 as compared to 10.96% same period last year. And H1 FY 2024, our gross margin we have achieved is around 13.6% H1 FY 2024 compared to H1 FY 2023 last year was 10.7%.
So is there any further scope to increase the margin, or is it right to say that this would be the steady state?
We foresee that we will be able to maintain this level. Obviously, we are trying hard to increase this percentage as well.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, and all the best. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much. We would like to remind participants, in order to join the question queue, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Vidisha Seth from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So on the revenue side, when we look at larger national players or even regional players, they sort of posted 20% to 30% YOY growth for 2Q. So besides the shift in festive season, which other factor has led to the decline in revenue that you've seen in the past quarter?
See, I can't comment on the competition because, you know, they have a lot of inorganic sales as well, okay? So there are lots of stores which might not operated for the same period last year, which might have opened during the mid of same period last year in the mid of season. And as well as the new store which is opened this year, which didn't exist last year. So you may be able to see a different number of growth numbers in the competition. In our case, these are the pure like-to-like numbers. So we had operated 29 stores, same period of length. And this year also 29 own stores and 3 franchise stores, so 32 stores for the same period. So our numbers are pure like-to-like. Whereas competition, I'm not sure. From a festive perspective, the difference is not that much. Last year, Navratra had started from 24th of September, if I'm not wrong, 24th or 25th September. This year, whereas it is shifted in the quarter three. So those are the difference in quarter two, we can say.
Thank you so much. We would like to remind participants that in order to join the question queue, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ms. Sonal Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I am joined back. I just had another question. How does CDZ plan to maintain its relevance and competitiveness in the jewelry industry, especially with the increasing competition from online and offline retailers?
So, Sonal, we do not compete with our online retailers. We believe the jewelry segment largely depends on touch and feel. And we are not in that segment what the online retailers might be catering to. TVZ, we see the competition is always going to be there. And we existed for all the years. So you can see this is a 158-year-old brand in Indian jewelry industry, which has been standing and delivering. So we foresee that we will be doing much, much better than going forward than what you are seeing. You must be seeing the margin numbers and the PAT numbers has been improved quite a lot. So that will all reflect into the future performance of the company as well.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one to join the queue. Participants, you may press star and one to join the question queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mukesh Sharma for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in today's call. For any further queries, please reach out to Dickenson World or connect us directly. Wishing you all a wonderful day ahead. Stay safe. And with this, we conclude our call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Tribhuwan Das Bhimjee Zaveri Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. Then you may now disconnect your lines.